For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor brought the United States into World War II, two men are still fighting to bring the facts of that disaster to light. Following the attack, Admiral Husband Kimmel, Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Fleet, was blamed for the defeat, demoted for dereliction of duty, and forced into retirement, along with his Army counterpart, General Walter Short. Kimmel's grandsons, cousins Manning and Tom Kimmel, have followed their father's efforts to have their grandfather's rank restored. Multiple inquiries have produced reasons to feel Admiral Kimmel was treated unfairly, said Manning Kimmel of Rock Hill.
And there were, over a period of some 50 years, 10 investigations, the most important of which was the Naval Board of Inquiry in 1944. And the result of the Naval Board of Inquiry was a complete exoneration from that allegation that Kimmel had been derelict in his duty. But those results were never brought to light until years later because we were fighting a war.
Despite the exoneration, Kimmel's rank was not restored. In 1995, the 10th of those investigations released its findings in the Roberts Report, which Manning Kimmel said included three important conclusions.
Number one, it was the first time that the Defense Department had admitted in writing that Kimmel and Short were denied intelligence they should have had. Secondly, it said Kimmel and Short never should have been held solely responsible for what happened at Pearl Harbor. And thirdly, that responsibility should be broadly shared up and down the chain of command. But guess what? Nothing ever changed.
Historian Fritz Hamer believes that some members of the military high command still need to have someone to blame for Pearl Harbor.
They can't convince themselves that these men should, in posterity, be exonerated completely. But it seems to me if these two men are going to be responsible, then others need to also be placed alongside of them.
Oddly, said Tom Kimmel, it was not the Kimmel family that began the effort to clear his grandfather's name.
The important takeaway here is that it was the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association that asked for this relief, this advancement of Admiral Kimmel and General Short posthumously on the retired list.
Kimmel's father and uncle became involved in 1984 at the request of the Survivors Association. Tom Kimmel said he and his cousin are continuing the quest by petitioning the White House to restore the ranks of Kimmel and Short.
The Congress has approved that. They passed the law. In 2000, the law was the Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2001. The Congress recommended that the President nominate Admiral Kimmel and General Short to their highest held temporary ranks of 4 stars and 3 stars, respectively.
Regardless of this recommendation, Manning Kimmel said efforts to meet with Navy or War Department officials to ask them to send a recommendation for the president to sign have been met with silence. But he said the cousins will persist.
They think this is going to go away? No, it's not going to go away. So do what the United States Congress has asked you to do. Push the resolution over to the president. If you don't want to endorse it, that's fine. Let the commander-in-chief make the decision.
Tom Kimmel said for the president to nominate Kimmel and Short for advancement would be the short-term resolution. But what they're ultimately trying to do is to get all the facts of Pearl Harbor before the public. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.